Show and Tell, the Creation. In the beginning, God saw space all over this entire place. Then on earth, he made light, but have no fear, he made night. Then he made the sky and clouds that can fly. On earth, he made water of joy. Then he made land, ahoy! Then he made the sun, the moon, and the stars, and he even made the planet Mars. One day, God made plants, but then he realized there was no ants. Then he made birds that fly, and fish you can't deny. After that, he made lions that roar and a whole lot more. Once Adam was made, and you better believe that God took his rib to make his wife, Eve, then God decided to rest, because his work was the best. Ian E., age 9, Florida.
My parents have taught my little brother and sisters and me about what President Hinckley said about pornography. He said we should avoid it like the plague. On the way home from school one day, two of my friends sat by me on the bus. One boy had his phone, and he got on the internet to find pictures of girls who were not dressed. I told him I would not look at the pictures. He tried to sneak the phone in front of my face. I said no and closed my eyes. The rest of the way home, I looked out the window. I know I did the right thing that day. Cade M., age 8, Arizona.
My grandmother is one of the many people I look up to. Her parents were kind and loving, but they didn't take her to church. My grandma walked to primary by herself. She loved learning about Jesus Christ. She felt the Spirit very strongly as she was taught the gospel. Even though she was alone, she continued to go to church because it made her feel happy and good inside. When she got older, she was sealed in the temple to my grandpa, and together they taught their children the gospel. My grandma is such a good example to me because she has shown me that I can follow the Savior's teachings, even when I'm young. Lindy B., age 9, Utah.
In the Raby Ridge Branch, Bedford View Stake, South Africa, many children and their families have heard about the church by attending family home evening activities. They enjoy learning the gospel. On Sunday, they like to go to church. Several of them even walk 3 to 4 miles to get there.
At the beginning of each year, my family sets goals that we try to complete throughout the year. One of the goals I set was to read the scriptures every other night. I wasn't doing very well for the first few months of the year. Usually when I get home from church, I put my scriptures in the stairway. One day my mom said, "How can you complete your goal of reading the scriptures when they are sitting in the stairway?" So that night, I read my scriptures. I have been reading them almost every night since then. They are a blessing, and I'm thankful for them. They give me the power to feel the Spirit and be happy. Matthew Q., age 8, Wisconsin.
Sometimes it's hard to keep the Sabbath day holy because a lot of kids don't. Sometimes they tease you or are mean to you about it, but keeping the Sabbath day holy helps keep me happy because I feel the Holy Ghost a lot more than if I didn't. The Holy Ghost helped me make the decision to not go to a party on a Sunday, and that helped me feel happy even though it was a hard decision. Heavenly Father has given us 6 other days we can do those things. Sunday is for Him. Kalia N., age 8, Queensland, Australia. Other contributors to Show and Tell: Malia C., age 8, Hawaii; Elijah S., age 10, Kansas; Zachary B., age 8, Utah; Avery H., age 10, Colorado; James O., age 6, South Korea. End of Show and Tell.